This weekend, only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from The Royal Path of Life by T.L. Haynes and L.W. Yagi, published in 1882. Continual drops wear out the stone, so persevering labor gains our objectives. Perseverance is the virtue wanted, a lion-hearted purpose of victory. It is this that builds, constructs, accomplishes whatever is great, good, and valuable. Perseverance built the pyramids on Egypt's plains, erected the gorgeous temple at Jerusalem, enclosed in adamant the Chinese Empire, scaled the stormy cloud-capped Alps, opened a highway through the watery wilderness of the Atlantic, leveled the forests of a new world, and reared in its stead a community of states and nations. It has wrought from the marble block the exquisite creations of genius, painted on the canvas the gorgeous reproductions of nature. It has put in motion millions of spindles, harnessed 1,000 iron steeds to as many a freighted car, tunneled mountains of granite, and annihilated space with lightning speed. It has whitened the waters of the world with the sails of 100 nations, navigated every sea and explored every land. It has reduced nature in her 1,000 forms to as many sciences, taught her laws, prophesied her future movements, measured her untrodden spaces, counted her myriad hosts of worlds, and computed their distances, dimensions, and velocities. But greater still are the works of perseverance in the world of the mind. What are the productions of science and art, compared with the splendid achievements won in the human soul? What is a monument of constructive genius, compared with the living domes of thought, the sparkling temples of virtue, and the rich sanctuaries of divine contemplation, which perseverance has wrought out and reared in the souls of the enlightened? What are the toil-sweated productions of wealth piled in vast profusion around captains of industry, when weighed against the stores of wisdom, the treasures of knowledge, and the strength, beauty, and glory with which these victorious virtues have enriched and adorned humankind during the march of 100 generations? How little can we tell, how little know, the brain sweat, the heart labor, the conscious struggles which it costs to make a Newton, a Galileo, or a Shakespeare. How many days of toil, how many nights of weariness, how many months and years of vigilant, powerful effort was spent to perfect in them what the world has bowed to in reverence. Their words have a power, their names a charm, and their deeds a glory. How came this wealth of soul to be theirs? Why are their names watchwords of power, set high on the temple of fame? Why? Because they were the children of perseverance, of unremitting industry and toil. They were once as weak and helpless as any of us, once as destitute of wisdom, virtue and power as any infant. Once the very alphabet of that language which they have wielded with such magic effect was unknown to them, they toiled long to learn it, to get its sounds, understand its dependencies, and longer still to obtain the secret of its highest charm and mightiest power. Their character was made by that untiring perseverance which marked their whole lives. From childhood to age, they knew no such word as fail. Defeat only gave them power. Difficulty only taught them the necessity of redoubled exertion. Dangers gave them courage. The sight of great labors inspired them in corresponding effort. So it has been with all men and all women who have been eminently successful in any profession or calling in life. Their success has been wrought out by persevering industry. Successful people owe more to their perseverance than to their natural powers, their friends, or the favorable circumstances around them. Genius will falter by the side of labor. Great powers will yield to great industry. Talent is desirable, but perseverance is more so. It will make mental powers, or at least it will strengthen those already made, for the most available and successful kind of mental power is that made by the hand of cultivation. It will also make friends. Who will not befriend the persevering, energetic soul, the fearless and industrious man or woman? The person who perseveres in business and hardships and discouragements will always find ready and generous friends in every time of need. The one who perseveres along a path of wisdom, industry, and benevolence is sure to gather around them friends who will be true and faithful. Honest industry will procure friends in any community, in any part of this civilized world. Go to the leaders of business, of worth, of influence, and ask them who shall have their confidence and support. They will tell you, the men and women who falter not by the wayside, who toil on in their callings against every barrier, whose eye is bent upward, and whose motto is Excelsior. These are the people to whom they give their confidence, not the lazy, the indolent, the fearful and faltering. If you would win friends, be steady and true to yourself. Be the unfailing friend of your own purposes. Stand by your own character, and others will come to your aid. Though the earth may quake and the heavens gather blackness, be true to your path in life and yourself. Fear not, nor doubt of the result. Victory will be yours. Friends will come. A thousand arms of strength will be bared to sustain you. First, be sure that your trade, your profession, your calling in life is a good one, one that is of genuine help to others. Then be true as steel to it. Think for it, plan for it, work for it, live for it. No matter whether your object be great or small, whether it be the planting of a nation or a patch of potatoes, the same perseverance is necessary. Everybody admires an iron determination and comes to the aid of those who direct it to good ends. Perseverance will not only make friends, it will make favorable circumstances. It will change the face of all things around us. It is silly and cowardly to complain of the circumstances that are against us. Clouds of darkness, evil forebodings, opposition, enemies, barriers of every kind will vanish before a stout heart and resolute energy of soul. the Alps stood between Napoleon and Italy, which he desired to conquer. He scaled the mountain and descended upon his prey. His startling descent more than half conquered the country. He forced every circumstance into his favor. His greatest barrier proved a sure means of victory. A conquered enemy is often the readiest slave. So a barrier once scaled affords a vantage ground for our future efforts. Opposing circumstances often create strength, both mental and physical. Labor makes us strong. Opposition gives us greater power of resistance. To overcome one barrier gives greater ability to overcome the next. So quit grumbling about the obstacles in your path. Some people talk as though fate had woven a web of circumstances against them, and it were useless for them to try to break through it. Stop such dastardly whining. It is your business to dash on in pursuit of your goal against everything. Then circumstances will gradually turn in your favor. There is a large class of grumblers and wishers who spend their time in longing to be higher than they are, while it should have been spent improving themselves. They bitterly moralize on the injustice of society. Do they want to change? Let them change then. Remember that more depends upon your active perseverance than upon genius. As Henry Ward Beecher said, genius unexerted is no more genius than a bushel of acorns is a forest of oaks. If you have the capacity for a higher station in life, then take it. What hinders you? You reap what you sow. Those who sow dunce seed, vice seed, laziness seed, usually get a crop. Those who sow the wind, reap a whirlwind. A flint and a genius that will not strike fire are no better than wet junk wood. Or as the Bible says, a living dog is better than a dead lion. If you would go up, go. If you would be seen, shine. In the present day, any highly sought-after position, in any profession, is the result of hard, unwearied labor. People can no longer fly at one dash into a lofty position. They have got to hammer it out by steady and rugged blows. The world is no longer clay, but rather iron, in the hands of its workers. Work is the order of the day. The slow penny is surer than the quick dollar. The slow trotter will out-travel the fleet racer. Genius darts, flutters, and tires, but perseverance wears and wins. The all-day horse wins the race. The last blow finishes the nail. You must learn to labor and to wait if you would succeed. Brains grow by use as well as hands. The greatest person is the one who uses their brains the most, who has added most to their natural stock of power. Would you have a fleeter feet? Try them in the race. Would you have a stronger mind? Put it at rational thinking. They will grow strong by action. Would you have greater success? Then use greater and more rational and constant effort. Does competition trouble you? Work away. What is your competitor but another human being? Is the end of your labors a long way off? Every step takes you nearer to it. Is it a weary distance to look at? Oh, don't be so faint-hearted. That is the trouble with so many people. They are not so lazy as they are cowardly. They may go at it like gangbusters at first, but they don't stick with it. Anyone can get what they want, within reason, if they are not faint-hearted. Toil is the price of success. You must have something to do, and do it with all your might. You must harden your hands and sweat your brains. You must work your nerves and strain your sinews. You must be at it, and always at it. No trembling, doubting, hesitating, flying off the track. You cannot turn back. Onward you must go. There is a great work for all to do, a deep and earnest life work, solemn, real, and useful. Life is no idle game, no farce to amuse and be forgotten. It is a fixed and stern reality, fuller of duties than the sky is full of stars.
This weekend only at Macy's, it's our lowest prices of spring. How low? Diamond rings, pendants, and earrings, only $399, originally $1,500. Ninja blenders, now $89.99. And $395 men's designer suits, only $99.99. So if you're wondering why you should shop Macy's lowest prices sale, well, the name pretty much says it all. It's our lowest prices for one weekend only. Starts tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.